1999, the Texas legislature passed House Concurrent Resolution No. 65, designating West Texas the Music Crossroads of Texas. The formal resolution recognizes the diversity and rich heritage of our music and that West Texas musicians make a significant contribution to the state's culture. The roster of our musicians is long, and these notable artists sang our stories to the globe and created the soundtracks of our lives. So sing along, get up and dance, or just sit back and enjoy the next hour as we explore the highways and back roads, cities and towns that make up the Music Crossroads of Texas. Hi, folks, and welcome to the Music Crossroads of Texas radio show. My name is Curtis Peoples, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Before we begin this week's program, exploring musicians and their music from towns and cities along Highway 87, let's kick it off with Terry Allen's defining West Texas anthem, Amarillo Highway. Let's start at the top of the Texas Panhandle and travel down Old 87. We begin our journey in the town of Dumas, Texas, which is immortalized in the Phil Baxter song, "I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas." In the 1970s, the town produced the king of Tex-Mex rock and roll, Joe King Carrasco. Here's Joe King Carrasco and the Crowns with a party anthem and title track to their LP, Party Weekend. The Queen City of the Texas Panhandle, Amarillo, has found its way into many songwriters' lyrics, and probably none more famous than Terry Stafford's Amarillo by Morning, a country mega hit for George Strait. Often compared to Elvis Presley for his singing style, here is Terry Stafford singing his hit Suspicion that peaked at number 3 in 1964.
Time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion.
Oh, it's my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion.
Why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow?
am I so doubtful whenever you part of sight?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious cause your love is so hard to find.
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me?
Traveling south out of Amarillo, it is a short drive to Canyon, Texas, and then to Happy, Texas, which is the hometown of rock and roll pioneer Buddy Knox. Knox was born there in 1933. In 1955, while attending West Texas State College in Canyon, Buddy met Jimmy Bowen and Donald Lanier, and they formed the Rhythm Orchids. Wanting to record, Roy Orbison told them about Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico. The Rhythm Orchids spent several days there, and from those recordings, the group scored two hits. Here's Knox's number one hit from 1957, Party Doll.
Well, all I want is Party Doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my Party Doll. Come along and be my Party Doll. Come along and be my Party Doll. She had blonde hair and eyes blue. Baby, I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. Every man has gotta have a party doll. To be with him when he's feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through his hair. To run her fingers through his hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you.
Forty-seven miles north of Lubbock lies the county seat of Hale County, Plainview, Texas. In 1961, the Plainview group, the String-Alongs, had a hit record with the song Wheels. The band consisted of Richard Stevens and Jimmy Torres, alternating lead guitars, Keith McCormick on rhythm guitar, Aubrey de Cordova, bass guitar, and Don Allen on drums. The story is that Keith McCormick lost his voice and Norman Petty suggested they record the song. The resulting instrumental song peaked at number 3 and spent 16 weeks on the Billboard charts. From 1961, Wheels. Thank you. Known as the Hub City, Lubbock has been a music powerhouse for decades. The city has produced countless artists from Buddy Holly, Mac Davis, Joe Ely, The Flatlanders, Josh Abbott, and Natalie Maines. Keeping with the highway theme, here is Joe Ely with the title track to his 1987 album, Lord of the Highway.
Thank you.
Big Spring, Texas lies at a crossroads of Highway 87 and Interstate 20. Born in 1918, Hoyle Nix was a West Texas fiddler and bandleader from the city. He began learning fiddle at the age of 9 and was heavily influenced by the music of Bob Wills. Nix and his brother Ben formed the West Texas Cowboys in 1946, and the group cut their first recordings in 1949 for the Dallas-based Star Talent label. With the West Texas Standard, Big Balls in Cowtown, Hoyle Nix and his West Texas Cowboys.
Working on the railroad, sleeping on the ground, eating saltine crackers, 10 cents a pound.
Big Balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big Balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around.
Yeah, come here, mama, the hog has got me. Put on your gown, shake off those sad blues. Big Balls in town,
Big Balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big Balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Big Balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big Balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around.
Yeah, sweet. Put on your gown, shake off those sad blues. Big Balls in town,
Big Balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big Balls in Cowtown, Big Balls in town.
Our journey along Highway 87 ends today in the southernmost part of West Texas, the city of San Angelo. Perhaps the most successful band to come out of San Angelo is Los Lonely Boys. The band consists of the three Garza brothers, Henry on guitar and vocals, JoJo bass and vocals, and Ringo drum and vocals. Their debut single, Heaven, was a number one hit on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart and reached the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2004. In 2005, the song won a Grammy Award for Best Pop Performance by a duo or group with vocal. From their 2004 self-titled album, Los Lonely Boys, Heaven.
Can you tell me? I've been just gotta know how far, yeah.
How far is hell?
Yeah, Lord, can you tell me? I'm living.
How far is heaven?
And I just got to have some faith and just keep on giving.
Weekly, the Music Crossroads of Texas show will feature the music of women of West Texas. This week's feature is Margaret Lewis. Margaret Lewis was born in Snyder, Texas, and eventually moved to Levelland. As a teenager, she began listening to hot R&B records of the day. Her first time to perform on stage was around 1955 in Brownfield, Texas, when Bob Wills invited her and her sister Rose on stage to sing Marty Robbins' Singin' the Blues. During high school, she met Bob Davis and they put a band together called Maggie Lewis and the Thunderbolts. In April of 1957, her group played a talent show in Plainview, Texas, hosted by KDAV and Louisiana Hayride star Johnny Horton. In the end, the Thunderbolts were runner-up to Hal Goodson and the Raiders from Lubbock. However, Johnny Horton and Tillman Franks liked her and invited her to appear on the Louisiana Hayride. Margaret and her family eventually moved to Shreveport, Louisiana, so she could perform more regularly on the Hayride show. Her recording career began in 1958 when she and sister Rose traveled to Chicago and sang backing vocals for Del Hawkins on several recordings for Chess Records. Back in Shreveport, Johnny Horton introduced Maggie to Myra Smith, also known as Grace Tennessee, who owned a record store in Royal Audio Music, Ram Records. Maggie began recording with Myra in April of 1959, and her first releases were No No Never and Cheaters Can't Win. The next single was Shake a Leg. Here's Maggie Lewis with Shake a Leg. The following year, she released Something's Wrong, Baby, which had some success and was then released in the UK. Here's Maggie Lewis singing Something's Wrong, Baby.
Something's wrong, baby. You know I might as well.
About 1960, she began working with Johnny Winter. They recorded the songs Bow Wow, Puppy Love, and Lover's Land, but the songs were not released until 1995. In 1963, Margaret began recording for Capitol Records. Margaret had three records released on Capitol between 1963 and 65. The last live Louisiana Hayride show aired on August 27, 1960, and Margaret and Myra moved to Nashville to work with Shelby Singleton and Jeannie C. Riley. Her song Country Girl was a top 10 country hit for Riley in 1970.
And if you've never been there, you don't know how lonesome big towns can be. Oh, what I'd give to be a country girl again, to be with my people.
Maggie and Myra also wrote Connie Francis' Wedding Cake. They wrote the R&B hit Reconsider Me for recording artists Johnny Adams and Peggy Scott, and JoJo Benson's Soul Shake. Reconsider Me and Soul Shake are included on the 2005 Grammy-winning compilation Night Train to Nashville, which is a two-disc compilation of R&B songs from 1945 to 1970, featured on the WLAC radio station of Nashville, Tennessee. An exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame was the impetus for this compilation. Here's Delaney and Bonnie with Soul Shake.
Thank you.
These days, Margaret is living in Shreveport again with her husband, Alton Warwick. They own the rights to the Louisiana Hayride and are spearheading efforts to revive the Louisiana Hayride in Shreveport. This week's West Texas Live Shots are from 1967. Tommy Hancock and the Roadside Playboys, live from the Cotton Club. The segment begins with the band's show intro, The Roadside Rag, followed by Charlene Hancock singing Tommy Hancock's Tonight, and ends with the Wally Moyer Sr. instrumental, Cotton Pickin'.
Put it down, boy. Texas for another evening of authentic cotton picking country dance music. We've been playing all your favorites, and this first one is called The Roadside Rag.
You. So tomorrow my life will change.
from the Crossroads of Music Archive. Located in the Southwest Collection Special Collections Library on the Texas Tech campus, the Crossroads of Music Archive collects and houses all styles of music from West Texas and the greater Southwest. Today's Crossroads of Music Archive selection is from the Otis Pop Eccles Collection. It is a Soundcraft transcription disc recording of Charlie Phillips' song, Sugar Time. Recorded at Norman Petty Studios, July 11, 1957, this early version of the song features Buddy Holly on lead guitar.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at summertime. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. Like a star above you, I will always love you and call you mine. So be my little honey and love me all the time. Won't you say you love me like a star above? And forever be mine in a cabin of love. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Be my little honey and love me all the time.
West Texas Music Standards, Buddy Holly. The youngest of four children, Charles Hardin Holly, nicknamed Buddy by his family, was born in Lubbock, Texas on September 7, 1936. Growing up in a musical family, Buddy was encouraged to play music and performed in his first show at the age of five. Learning to play various instruments throughout his youth, he eventually settled on the guitar as his instrument of choice. While attending Hutchison Junior High School, Buddy partnered with his friend Bob Montgomery. Billed as Buddy and Bob, the duo performed bluegrass and country songs. Buddy and Bob played at many local functions and eventually on the KDAV radio show, The Sunday Party. Throughout junior high and high school, Buddy also teamed with other area musicians such as Sonny Curtis, Larry Wellborn, Don Guest, Jack Neal, and others. One might see one of these early combos playing at Lawson Skating Rink, Sewell's Country Market, teen clubs, or opening for touring musical acts. Buddy's early influences included not only bluegrass and country, but rhythm and blues. In 1955, Buddy's musical world changed when he saw Elvis Presley perform. Rock and roll became his calling. In early 1956, Buddy began his professional recording career in Nashville for Decca Records and released four sides for the label. On his initial release, the company misspelled his last name on the records, dropping the E in Holly. The name stuck. Due to poor record sales and lack of creative control, Buddy sought a new recording deal. He began recording with Norman Petty in Clovis, New Mexico. Petty had success producing and promoting records, and in 1957, the partnership proved fruitful when Buddy and his band scored a hit with That'll Be the Day.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie.
when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be blue. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Known as the Crickets, with Buddy Holly on lead vocal and lead guitar, Jerry Allison on drums, Joe B. Malden on bass, and Nicky Sullivan on rhythm guitar, the group toured the United States. Their debut self-titled album, The Chirping Crickets, was released on November 27, 1957. The group continued to release hits like Peggy Sue, Oh Boy, and Maybe Baby, among others. Buddy's debut solo album, Buddy Holly, was released in February 1958. That year brought major changes for Buddy. During a visit to the Pier Music offices in New York City, he met Maria Elena Santiago. After a whirlwind romance, the two were married on August 15, 1958, and settled in New York. Later that year, Buddy split from Petty and the Crickets, and with his finances tied up in litigation and in need of money, he decided to go out on tour. He formed a new band with Waylon Jennings on electric bass, Tommy Ossoff on guitar, and Carl Bunch on drums. Billed as the Winter Dance Party, Buddy Holly, Dion and the Belmonts, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper began a tour of the Midwest. The tour was plagued with logistical problems and freezing weather. After the show in Clear Lake, Iowa, Buddy chartered a plane to fly him, Jennings, and Ossoff to the next tour stop of Moorhead, Minnesota. However, Richie Valens and the Big Bopper accompanied Holly on the flight. Shortly after takeoff on February 3, 1959, the plane crashed, killing all three musicians and the pilot, Roger Peterson. Although he had a short-lived career, Buddy Holly's influence is monumental. Buddy's music and style influenced the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, and countless others. It continues to this day. Buddy had plans to start his own record company and build a studio in Lubbock. People can learn more about Buddy Holly and see artifacts related to the pioneering musician at the Buddy Holly Center in Lubbock. And many agree his music and influence will not fade away.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? You know my love and not paid away. My love is bigger than a Cadillac. I try to show it when you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real. For you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away. Love. love and not fade away. A love is love and not fade away.
I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. Thank you for sharing this past hour with me as we explore the diverse musical landscape of West Texas. I hope that you will tune in next week as we continue to travel down the music crossroads of Texas. I leave you tonight with a brand new release from Jerry Serrano, the title track to his album, The Moon.
I love the moon, the light in your eyes, the howl of the night before your goodbye. I plow through these fields and I'm still finding weeds, but I love the moon in your eyes, the howl of the night, a glance of your smile runs in my mind. I start to call, stick to the moon, and I'll lay in this field, but I love the moon in your eyes. You are so time to run before the day, but I know it's too late. I'm not gonna cry, but I love the moon in your eyes. I love the moon.